Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wow, what a day, what a day. Good morning. I am Lynn Hayes Freeland, and this is the launch of the new Lynn Hayes Freeland Show. Every day, right here on News Radio 1020. We start at 10. We're here until 2. We've got a lot to do in the next 4 hours. One of the things we're going to kind of do in the course of this show evolving, developing, is try some new things, look at some things a little differently, and also have some in-depth conversations about things that are in the news today. So we're going to do all of that over the course of the next 4 hours. Now, understand, I haven't been here for a couple weeks, so I am thrilled that Tamira is in the booth over there, and she's going to help me because I do have a guest. I'm going to try to figure this out. We have a guest coming up. There was a story in the news that happened over the weekend. It happened a couple days ago. Started on New Year's Eve. A young man had been somewhat despondent. He had been missing. His family was looking for him, and they reported him to the police and told the police that he had been despondent, maybe suicidal. The police found him wandering along the railroad tracks, took him for an involuntary commitment at a local facility. Should have been there for 72 hours, but instead they found him floating in the river on New Year's Eve. So my question about this is, well, in addition to the fact that some things happened that clearly this fell through the cracks, how does that happen? How and what happens to families? I am so trying to find. Okay, I found the right mouse in here. You have no idea, Tamira, how much I was struggling for this. joining me on the phone now is Dr. Van Nickel. And Dr. Nickel is the chair of Allegheny Health Network's Department of Psychiatry. And Dr. Nickel, I'm hoping I have you here. Good morning. Okay, maybe I don't have you here. Good morning, Dr. Nickel.
Good morning, Lynn. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you.
So this story really gave me some distress, and what I really worry about in situations like this is what happens to families. John Shumway used the term earlier, the victims left behind. But here you have a young man who's clearly struggling with some emotional, mental issues. Family does everything they think they can do, and yet they still fell short.
Yeah. There are a couple of ways to look at this. The first is the family did what they could and got him taken in to be assessed. I will tell you I'm hearing an echo in the line, so if I don't sound right, it's a little off.
Okay, and I will try to figure that out in the meantime.
Okay. Actually, that's better. Yeah. Okay.
So Tamira figured that out.
The family got him in to be assessed in the emergency department, and there's a balance here where there's the balance of the individual's autonomy and the state's interest in people being safe. And so we can't just pick people off the street and put them in a hospital. There's a process to go through, and that process is not perfect. When this gentleman was brought in, I'm sure the folks in the emergency department interviewed him. They may have sought collateral information from family. They may not have. And based on the information they had, apparently they did not think they had enough reason to hold him against his will for, it's actually up to 120 hours on what's called a 302, to further assess him and see if he needs care. The other part is a family who knows someone is in trouble and the person doesn't seem to want their help. That's the other option or the other side of this. People are sometimes resistant to help because they're scared. They don't know what it involves. Sometimes they have no insight and think there's nothing wrong with them. And infrequently, and perhaps with this gentleman, they've made up their minds that they want to kill themselves and they just lie. They just say, I don't need help. I'm fine. Thanks anyway. And that's uncommon, but happens occasionally.
So they kind of work the system.
Well, they work the system to their chosen end,
right,
which is, yeah.
So then, is it more common than we realize that things, I'll say things, not necessarily people, but all of these work together, and people do fall between the cracks?
I don't know how common people think it is. I think it's relatively uncommon.
Okay.
Suicide is, it gets a lot of press. It's rising in rate, but it is actually a fairly low frequency occurrence, low frequency event. Most people are not like this gentleman. If you ask most people if they're having suicidal thoughts, they'll tell you if they are.
Mm-hmm.
It is a myth that if you ask someone and they were not having suicidal thoughts, they will then start having. That's simply not true. And most people are actually somewhat relieved if you ask, because they knew they can talk about it then. And then the next question is trying to get people into for treatment then.
And then last question, what would you say to this family who's now probably dealing with the weight of this on their shoulders?
Oh, boy. The comments you made earlier from John was correct. I mean, the folks who are left behind, there's nothing they can do to talk to their loved one to work this out. They're left to deal with it on their own, and it's tough. It sounds like in this instance they tried to do what they could do. They tried to get the man assessed and get him treatment, and I'm not sure what else they could have done.
All right. Hey, Doctor, thanks so much for joining us. And I'm guessing we can wrap all this up by telling folks there are services available, hotlines available. Take advantage of them.
Absolutely. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Take care.
You too. You're listening to News Radio 1020, the first day of the Lynn Hayes Freeland Show.